Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps, well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
A gun out there in my purse, and up to now I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up. But I tell you one thing, if you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm gonna get that gun of mine, and I'm gonna change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot. Don't think I can't do it.
Shit. I'm here with Larry Moynihan. Harv bragged that he could beat 7-Eleven's price on soft drinks. Were you successful at all, Marv?
No.
Is your family watching at all, Marv?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. They got to be real proud of you.
I'm Dabney Coleman. I do television not because I have to, but because I don't mind. I insisted on hosting Saturday Night Live with the Cars because I heard they're okay.
You got balls as big as church bells.
Thank you.
I need Alan, Tom, and John. Tootsie, take 10.
Ron, my name is Dorothy. It's not Tootsie or Toots or Sweetie or Honey or Dow.
Oh, Christ.
No, just Dorothy.
You seem like a nice man. Bit verbose, but nice.
Thank you.
And you're right about me. I am fascinating.
I'm sure you are.
Let's get back to talking about sex. Anything you want to know, just ask me.
No, I just wanted to clear up that little question. I mean, Chelsea and I can sleep together, right?
Sure, please do. Just don't let Ethel catch you.
I don't know what you think you could do here, Stephen.
How far has it gone?
The president's about ready to order a counterstrike. That's what we're recommending you do.
It's a bluff, John. Call it off.
No, it's not a bluff. It's real.
How much do you figure a monthly run of your magazine is worth?
Well, let's just say it's more money than you'll ever see in your life.
At least my money's clean.
I'll tell you what you do Friday before you go home and start polishing your pennies. Why don't you go out there and get my magazines back on the stand where they belong?
In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain and Jeff Leboff.
What?
All right. Well.
Well.
I am rolling.
You're a little hot.
Still, you think?
A little bit, yeah.
So it sounds normal to me.
How's the audio?
It sounds low to me, actually.
Hot mic.
How's the audio for the thing?
For the what?
For the audio from the computer. Want me to fire something off?
Yeah.
I heard they're okay.
Yeah.
I do television not
okay,
because I have
good.
To.
That's good. That's good.
I mean, I'll turn me down, but
no,
I...
No, you're good there. You're good there. You're good
okay.
there. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 01 of Radio Labyrinth. We're back after 2 weeks. I'm Tim. There's Steph.
Hey.
Jeff, we're back.
And Ira.
It was all a ruse.
Inaudible gun.
2016 prank.
This isn't your last show, is it?
Well, we're going to be discussing things.
Oh, yeah. Not
off
well,
air.
Let's discuss it on air. We're not on air. You say that all the time, off air. We're not on the
that
air.
That bothers you because you're a real radio guy, doesn't it?
What,
live. This is a live podcast.
We're recording this on January 2nd, a Monday night, and it is raining like hell, and I just have to say this.
Let's go to the phones.
No. Betty New Year!
Not enough. You didn't hear that enough, right?
Oh, no.
Anybody watch that over the break?
Just sportials of it.
Sportials?
Yeah.
Is that a word? I watched a lot of shit on YouTube. That was one of the things I watched.
I watched nothing.
You did so. You know, nothing. You were in Nebraska, right?
I had no TV, no internet,
what
nothing.
Were you doing
is your grandpa's
in
house like that that house in the yep. Comcast commercial yep. with girl bitches because her parents don't have any Wi-Fi?
And the as soon as we left, he fell down and broke his ankle.
No.
No, really?
Yep.
Is he all right?
I mean, he's in a wheelchair now.
Nuts.
What's the racial makeup of Nebraska?
There were quite
little
a few black
people. Unbalanced?
There.
Oh, yeah.
Were you in Omaha?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why.
Omaha.
Get a lot of Mexicans city. In there.
Yeah. Omaha.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get political.
He didn't get political. You know, got racial right out of there.
Well, but it wasn't even racial.
Well, demographically.
No Jews at all.
It was a socioeconomic question.
I've never met anyone African-American from Nebraska.
Not one person said happy Hanukkah to me the whole time I was there.
Did you see your uncle? The
anti-Semite bastards.
Did you see your uncle, the former football player?
No, he's in Texas. He didn't come.
He didn't come. His uncle used to play football for the... was it Phoenix or were they still in St. Louis?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of town. What did he? What position?
Guard. Right guard.
He was a unicorn. Now he's a UNICEF.
That's an actual right. football position, people.
So Jeff spent his holidays in Nebraska. Ira, where'd you go?
I was right here.
Right here?
I didn't do shit. Actually, I did go to Chattanooga, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you guys been there?
I've been to Chattanooga.
I just drove through there.
Just to F around?
Yeah, it's got a nice waterfront now. They really cleaned it up, and they got a lot of restaurants and brew pubs and shit like that.
Yeah, it's hip up there.
Yeah.
Like walk this big bridge over the river.
That's a nice bridge.
Yeah.
They got a great aquarium.
Did you see the choo-choo?
We didn't do the choo-choo stuff, but there's like tracks on the ground in front of the aquarium, mm-hmm. and it has the whole, that's cheesy. Anyway. But,
pardon me, boys. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
And the cool thing about Chattanooga, we got there in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, and then we stayed one night at the Hampton right downtown. I didn't get back into my car the whole time we were there because we just walked around.
Knoxville's a nice town, too.
Yeah.
Chattanooga's like the big destination bachelorette party now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been hearing all kinds of chicks that keep going up there for their bachelorette parties.
Why would they go up there?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I guess it's just because it's a destination. It's close. There's some sort of a stripping pole class up there that a lot of them like to take so as like
turn
part
into
of
a whore the night before you get married.
You know, it's like a girl, look at us, woo!
Ooh, I'm a stripper pole. It's a legitimate right. sport.
But downtown, there's still like a lot of cool architecture and stuff. You know, it looks like an old town.
Yeah,
Which is cool. Which I feel like you don't see much of that here anymore.
Go up there in the spring or the summer and go to Chickamauga, the battlefield.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Well, then we wanted to do Rock City and like Lookout Mountain and all that shit, but it was cold and rainy, and I was like, we'll come back.
What is Rock City?
See Rock City.
Well, I know that, but is it?
I think it's just like a cool area where they have like waterfalls and rock formations and
there's
shit.
Stalactites and mites and tights.
Right.
It's where the climax happens in the American Gods series that's coming out.
What's that?
That Neil Gaiman book.
Oh,
They climax all over Rock City?
No, but that's where the big...
Cock City,
The big... battle happens at the end. Spoiler
alert.
They
get their rocks off in Cock City.
Get your rocks off. I see. Steph, did you do anything? Where'd you go?
Oh, I stayed in town. The kid was in town, so we...
Mm-hmm. Oh, the kid.
Endry?
We had our day, yes. I saw Rogue One twice.
Did you?
We went to go eat at Rareal Tacos in Midtown. That was Oh, my God, deep fried avocado. Gotta have it.
Yum.
And then we went to the Wrecking Bar Brew Pub and had... scrumptious burgers.
Tasty.
So that was pretty cool. Mostly just hung out, did my volunteering crap, ate a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you finish off all those cookies?
I didn't finish those off, but like New Year's Eve, I think I ate like a whole large pizza and three donuts and a bag of chips.
You killed me with those cookies because I had to eat all those.
I ate all
of
them.
Awesome.
Kaylin didn't eat one of them. I had to eat them all.
Yeah. Those mint ones were my favorite.
It's the white ones?
My favorite were the white non-mint ones.
You like the cookies and cream.
Yeah, that was my favorite too.
I like the mint ones.
I've been eating like a hog.
Me too. It's time to rein it in.
How's the little pig?
What?
That's right.
We had a big Christmas party at Mary Todd after we closed the shop on Friday. We were closed Christmas Eve day. So we closed the shop at 1 o'clock on Friday, and we had, there's this whiskey, and I can't remember the name of it. We got a big fucking handle of whiskey. And I'm not a whiskey drinker, but I don't remember what it was called, and I feel like it's stupid because it's a big...
Was it Jack Daniels?
No.
It was Irish.
If you weren't drinking Jack Daniels, I'm calling false advertising on that statue outside.
Let us know what Tim was drinking Christmas Eve.
Well, it was better than Jack Daniels, that's for sure.
And it wasn't Dewar's.
No, it wasn't Dewar's. I'm having a brain fart right now. But it's a popular brand of whiskey.
But it wasn't like a single malt scotch. It was definitely
Dude, I don't fucking know.
I mean, I'm not a, big...
And I was the gopher who went and got it. I can't fucking remember what it was called.
And they told you specifically to get the same brand?
Yes.
Lafroig?
No. Bush Mills.
Ah.
No, it wasn't Bush Mills. But we also had a gigantic... I didn't know they made them this big. The tequila, the big, the good
Patron?
Kind. Patron, yes. Yeah. A gigantic bottle. Then we had beer. I drank a lot of beer. Had some mixed drinks. Then we ordered Chinese food. Mm. So... this place, it's called...
Wait, you did that on Christmas Eve?
No, the Friday before
Jameson?
Christmas Eve.
Was it Jameson?
It was Jameson, thank you. And
because that's a Jewish tradition.
It's like Burger Walk or something. Burger Fry. I don't know. It's a Chinese place with a burger title.
Burger Fry?
I don't know. But
Fried Burger. Burger.
Started eating crispy duck. And that shit, I was
Is it smiling at you?
Were you singing fa ra 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 ra?
I did. I did sing that a little bit. And so then after I went home, I drove, dummy.
Don't say that on the podcast.
Well, I know. I ate a bunch of food, so I wasn't buzzed anymore.
Jail.
And I get home.
Buzz driving is drunk driving, Tim.
And Caitlin's mom had overnighted us lobster dinner from Maine.
Holy shit.
With corn and the potatoes and the scallops and the mussels and stuff.
Was it an almond butter reduction?
I don't know. Caitlin cooked it. It was fucking yummy.
I would have lost my mind with that shit.
Were the lobsters alive when they got to you?
No, it was just their tails.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that was good. So she didn't have to stab them with a knife and go through all that.
Didn't have to hear them scream.
You just drop them in boiling water.
How much do you think something like that runs?
I don't know,
100
man.
Bucks.
It was good, though.
$100 a
probably.
Plate?
Probably. No, not
probably
a plate.
Two lobster tails and corn and potatoes and stuff shipped, $100.
Fresh mussels and scallops.
Mm. Yeah, $100.
So funny, though. I just learned in that food factor fiction that, 100 years ago, that lobster was crap.
Lobster
poor people ate.
No, they gave it to prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts.
Did Michael McKean tell you that?
That's what I just said. I totally gave him his credit.
Oh, I don't know. I read in a bathroom reader. Uncle John's bathroom reader. Any of you guys ever seen that?
I do remember.
I remember seeing him in your bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to take a shit. Yeah, learn a little trivia.
And people started putting Reader's Digest in it.
Now you just got it at your phone. You don't need stupid magazines. You can just take your phone
and Uncle John's had just printed out parts of the internet so you could take it to the bathroom with you if your phone wasn't working.
Yeah. So let's see. What else? It ended up 2016. We recorded the final Sunday episode of the Von Hessler Doctrine, which actually was a Christmas show that ran all weekend, and I re-recorded It's a Wonderful Life. This one turned out to be about 8 minutes long, and if you're interested and you haven't heard it and you want to hear it, it's on the Von Hessler Doctrine Twitter or iTunes podcast feed, or it's also on the WSB app. Starting a week from today that we're recording, on January 9th, Monday through Friday from 11 to noon, we will be live on AM 750, 95.5 FM WSB, and then we'll do an hour from 12 to 1 on the app live.
Yeah, congratulations.
So thank you, yes.
Are you going to have not safe for work language on the hour on the podcast?
No, we are going to keep everything under the aegis. Is that the correct?
FCC regulatory.
Everything will be under the umbrella of WSB, so we're going to keep it clean. If I want to swear, I'm going to do on this fucking show.
You got to keep it clean for the commish.
Keep it clean for the commish.
I had an idea that we get a porn star to come in and we'll record some backwards dialogue.
We could do that in here all day long.
I've always wanted to meet a porn star.
You've never met one?
No.
What?
Jeff did a little porn back in the day.
Little did you know, you've been sitting across from
one
this whole
get out of here.
Time.
Ira, you did pornography.
Shh.
You were a fluffer.
Okay, I was a fluffer. I was working up to being a lead.
Nobody put it on the sheet. I did the sheet. I was like, what'd you guys get for Christmas? So I'm just going to read what I got.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing.
I'm sorry. I forgot to put it on the sheet.
You didn't put it on there. I got the Norm Macdonald book based on a true story.
That's awesome. You got to listen to the audio book, too, though.
I'm going to read it first because I'm trying to get into a new thing of reading again. It's hard
to hear Norm read.
I know.
It,
he's
so
great.
Fucking good.
But I want to read again. I want to be able to read a book again. It's been so long. I got Deal, My 3 Decades of Drumming, Dreams, and Drugs with The Grateful Dead by Bill Kreutzmann, and Heroes of the Comics by Drew Friedman, which is, Drew Friedman, the
artist.
He he draws them and they write about these old guys who are part of the original
I'm reading that Groucho book that he did the cover for.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Cool. So that's, I mean, I got a lot of other stuff too, but those are the things I got. I got the new Bob Weir CD, and I got the new Metallica CD.
Nice.
Actual CDs.
Yes, I asked for them.
The new Metallica is not bad.
No, yeah. It isn't. It's pretty damn good, actually.
Yeah. I bought that for Nancy, actually.
Yeah,
you
know, I got my dad Sturgill
Simpson. I mean, Santa brought it.
Yeah, Santa brought it. Do you like Sturgill Simpson? Have you heard of him?
Love him.
Yeah,
I got my dad the Postmodern Country or whatever, the last one.
Yeah.
He has a new one, but I got him the last one.
Yeah, The Turtles Going Down is great.
That's a good record.
Santa so good. It's my favorite.
Island. Yeah.
Santa came. We have a tree and a chimney.
Did he knock over your menorah?
No.
Set fire to the house.
You know,
burn, Jews.
Luckily, my mother doesn't listen to this podcast. But... we put my mother sends down Hanukkah gifts in a box just for the kids, you know.
Yeah,
eight
and
of them.
Well, we put them under the tree, which is like that's
sacrilege.
Bad. That's right. Real bad.
You know what? It's cool though because
could you say it was, you put it under the shrub?
No. There's not supposed to be any trees in the house, according to my mother.
Right. Why not?
She doesn't like that.
Oh, well, you know what?
My dad could give a shit.
Your dad didn't care, but your mom's traditional.
She's kind of traditional, but then, you know, she'll eat bacon.
Are the kids Jewish or are the kids Christian?
We're not religious,
so
but
are they?
They know that they're they're half Jewish. They do know that, and they kind of dig it. Like, they embrace it, and they like telling their friends at school,
well, they
hey, I'm Jewish.
Because being Jewish is that's, I don't want to say ethnicity.
Chosen people?
No. I don't want to say ethnicity, but it
is. We run Hollywood, too.
It's a heritage. I mean, it's part of something. Like, anybody could be Catholic.
Right.
You know, you could be Polish, you could be Irish, you could be a convert, anything. You know,
yeah. Shomer Shabbos.
Shomer Shabbos! Jeff's half Jewish.
Right.
I converted to Islam over the Christmas break. Oh.
Get out. Mm-hmm. Get out.
Salam alaikum.
Gonna build a wall around Jeff.
Abdul Muhammad.
You're about to be a lot less fun.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to put down the pipe. And by pipe, I mean cock.
Put down the cock, Jeff.
No more, right now?
No more cock for Jeff.
Yeah!
Well, I didn't put it on my list, but I got some earrings from my dad, and we haven't spoken in 2 years, so I decided to call him.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, and so, like, we talked.
Extending an olive branch?
Yeah, I mean, like, he sends me crap or whatever, and I usually send him an email. And
did he buy them from that pawn shop in Detroit?
I don't know where he got them from, but I really liked them.
That pawn shop. That's such a fake show.
No, he's in West Virginia. My dad's a coal. He's a retired coal miner in West Virginia. So, but yeah, I called him, and we talked for a long time. And
does he live in Butcher Holler?
Kind of close. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lives on Greenshell Road.
You're a coal miner's daughter?
I am a coal miner's daughter. Three generations. My grandpa, my great-grandpa. Everybody dies
so
black lung.
You're just like Zoolander.
Think I got the black lung, Pop.
Who played the dad? Was it?
It was Christopher Walken.
No, Christopher Walken wasn't his dad, was it?
Yeah, he was the dad, and then... what's his face played the Vince Vaughn played his brother.
Are you sure it wasn't?
It was Walken.
It was.
Yes, because they all had that black
it
hair.
Was.
Why do I keep thinking it's Angelina Jolie's dad?
John Voight.
John Voight.
He was Larry Zoolander.
Who's Larry Zoolander?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but that's probably his dad if he's both named Zoolander.
Now you got me thinking it is Voight.
It is John Voight.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Speaking
it.
Of which, I just finally finished season 4.
Oh, yeah?
Finally. It took us forever to watch that. But
it's killing me. I want to watch that show so bad.
The guy in there, is the Russian guy that comes in the last episode's name is Mr. Malkin.
It is a very Russian name.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, Ray
final
Donovan.
Final episode.
Yeah.
With
what'd you do, Ray?
Yeah, but I can't buy the one guy as an evil mobster because he was on Justified for so long.
Oh, yeah?
And he's also the wrong kid dad. I don't know that actor's name, but
oh,
you know what
God,
I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? The wrong kid.
And Dewey. Yeah, Dewey Cox.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's supposed to be a Russian gangster, but I don't buy it.
Yeah. It is kind of, yeah, when you seem like that.
It was Raylan's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys have, what'd you do New Year's Eve?
Don't even ask.
Got trashed.
Fucking lame.
Did you?
Yeah. I got trashed.
I didn't get trashed. I just sat around and watched TV. Caitlin went to bed.
See, it makes me feel better that you guys sit at home, too.
I was in bed by 9 o'clock.
All right. I got trashed. I took my dog's pain pills, drank some Captain Morgan's.
Fireworks
totally
woke me
wrecked.
Up at midnight, so I looked out the window and watched some fireworks. That
people all over. It was raining here. You were still in Nebraska?
Yep.
Yeah, all over the place were lighting up fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just would not stop, and the dogs kept barking. Caitlin was trying to sleep.
Yeah.
The bulldog. Woo, woo, woo. Once he starts barking, the little puppy. Rah, rah, rah,
rah. Hey, dude, you just want to take a hammer and crack them all in the head.
No. You mean the people lighting off fireworks? Yes.
Yes.
Not the dogs?
No, not the dogs, but kind of the
dogs, too. No, I can get them to shut up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What did you do? Did you go to bed?
Same at home. Yeah, I mean, we had some sparklers and shit, and we were out in the driveway.
You can buy fireworks in this state. You don't need to get sparklers.
No, I mean, I want something that the girls can just kind of hold.
Well,
and
they can hold a bottle rocket, too.
All right, but see,
or a Roman candle.
My neighbor gets the big shit, and so I rely on him every year for everything. So, yeah, of course, he came out. He's like, all right, I got everything.
You don't have boys, because if you had boys, you'd get him a bottle. Or you'd let him hold a bottle rocket and a Coke bottle.
No,
or a
Roman candle. They get a little older. I mean, they're just too young.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll get into blowing, you know, appendages off in a few years.
So speaking of, I also got a gun for Christmas.
Yes,
which I've been asking for a while, and I don't know how to use it at all. So
you're going
to
go shoot.
I probably would.
What kind of gun did you get?
It's a 38 snub-nosed revolver. It's hammerless.
A hammerless one?
Yeah.
Or you can keep that shit in your pocket.
Exactly,
boom,
right?
Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, that was like my whole point. Is like I'm tired of being like in Publix and just waiting for somebody to come in and mow everybody down. I want to be able to.
Oh,
like,
you want
to
be that hero?
I want to drop like underneath the discount cookies and like take their knees out, you know?
You want to be Paul Casey, don't you?
I just want to know how to actually fire it or whatever, and I called this gun safety course, and the guy was a lunatic. He's
really?
Complete, and he was like, oh, that's a really good gun that you got there, but what are you going to do when two bad guys come at you? I'll be like, yeah, five shots in that. You're going to take out one bad guy, but you're not going to be able to get a reload for the second bad guy comes at you. And I was just like...
You should talk to my old friend Goran, my old trainer. Well, he's still my friend, but my old trainer Goran, because he could teach you gun safety.
Well, you know, my husband vows to me, him and his father, they could teach it to me, but I don't want to learn from them.
No, you need to go to
I don't want to learn from them. No. I mean, we argue over, you know, putting the twist tie on the bread, you know, like he put it this way. No, put it that way.
Who bought you it? Your husband?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to end up shooting him, like, while he's teaching me to do it, because I'm going to get angry.
No, you put the thing in the... Shut up! Will you stop doing it like that? Don't hold it like that.
That's a bold move, buying your wife a gun.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, he has a gun, too, so we will face
it. I hope his gun's bigger and shoots more bullets.
He's got a TAC-9, so yeah.
What's a TAC-9?
It's like a big-ass semi-automatic like machine gun.
Can he get
gun
to it faster
thingy?
Than you can get to your gun?
No, mine would be quicker. I could blow his ankles out.
I got a 10/29 at the Swain household.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to trade
double
it in.
Shooting.
He's going to trade it in. He's going to get like a Glock or something. That way we can, you know, when we do finally kill each other.
I got a new jacket. See, I don't have that holy. Caitlin got me that new jacket from Urban Outfitters.
Nice.
Nice. Right?
It's very cozy. I see it. Is that like a shearling inlay?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's like sheep.
Sheep. You know, like a Matt Houston, Lee Horsley. Type of.
I'm gonna go.
Now
ahead.
You're talking like.
I'm gonna
crazy.
Go ahead and say.
Probably not real wool, but it might be. I don't know.
It looks like real wool.
It looks very cozy.
It is. It's warm. It's very warm.
It looks not water resistant. Also.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a raincoat also, but it's water resistant. Whatever. But I threw away the Old Navy one, the shitty, you know, puffy jacket from Old Navy that had holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little pinhole, and then the fucking stuffing comes out. And
that's Old Navy.
Burning it to. Yeah. You know, they keep this. I could pull it out, and more would come out.
Yeah, that looks like a nice jacket.
Took
she
it a good
spent
will.
Some bucks.
Took a good. Yes, she did. She was a good gift giver.
What'd you get for her?
Fitbit.
Wow.
Oh shit! I mean, I've been
did
thinking
she slap
about
you
it.
Across the face
with what?
For getting her a Fitbit.
Why would she do that? She wanted one.
Oh, she wanted one.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, oh, here you need the Fitbit. No.
It's for you, honey.
You are on TV, you know. No, she had said all year long she wanted a Fitbit, and so I bought one.
She's been rocking that weekend desk, hasn't she? Like, pretty on the reg.
Yeah, she has.
Nice.
On the rag?
I don't know about
at
that.
At least 1 week a month.
I don't know.
She does do it every
on the rag.
On the rig. No, she has been. I get up some mornings, like sometimes. Usually Saturday morning I get up. And I'll watch it. Sundays I sleep in a little bit.
I thought you meant like you get up and you're like, where is she? And then you turn on the TV. Oh, she's at work.
No, I turn it up loud to thinking that the dogs will recognize her voice and like look at the TV, but they don't give a shit.
Oh, okay.
But the you know, the middle dog, she will hear her voice and her ears will prick up and then you know, she doesn't matter.
She never like sends any secret messages to the dogs like that, you know, nobody knows.
No, no. And they have a new weather girl because the former weekend weather guy, Adam Klotz, he left Fox 5 and now he's working for Fox and Friends. He's the weather guy on Fox and Friends now.
Oh, oh shit.
He will be, yeah.
Klotz?
Moving on up, Adam Klotz.
Nice.
Klotz.
Congratulations to him.
I mean, if a Klotz can get to that level.
That in the media? Like a deli.
Shocking.
Yeah. Klotz Nitz. Deli is what
you
I
got
meant.
Brad Nitz.
Did you see Carnegie Deli closed?
Yeah, the guy didn't want to, can't pay the rent.
Oh, that was poor Rupert. Sad. Yeah. Always wanted to go there.
Yeah. That's the there. LA place?
You know who eats together there? Huh. Bowser from Sha Na Na and Arthur Fonzo. Really?
Really? I always seen pictures of that corned beef sandwich. I guess I'll never get it.
Wait, what's the big one in LA, though? There's like the New York one, and then there's the LA one.
Sanchez Deli.
No, 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 no. There's like they're like the same, but different.
Not Carnegie. It's, what
you know
is
what I'm talking about?
Katz.
Katz's
Deli.
Katz's. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Katz. So New Year's Eve, did anybody's, we're going to get to this. We're going to do a new segment now every week called News to Us, and Stephanie's going to bring us some news stories.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to do my best.
But I'm going to step on one right now.
Do it.
The New Year's Eve, since we're talking about New Year's Eve. Did anybody watch any of those shows? Like, when I was younger, every year I looked forward to Dick Clark. I don't know if it was because it was a tradition or because my family watched it, but I sincerely enjoyed watching Dick Clark.
Loved it.
And usually the musical guests, you knew who they were back then. They weren't like these has-beens now. They might have been has-beens for the 70s. Who knows? They could have had Leo Sayer on in, like, 1987.
I liked it when he would go, like, 10, 6.
He never did that.
Oh, you're thinking about towards the
three.
End.
That's that was
are you asking,
your impression.
Are you asking me to do a little Dick Clark from the regular guy show?
I think that is the
you
impression.
You know what, Ryan? This is the best. You're cold, aren't you? Look at you. What are you shivering?
That was, he used to fuck with Ryan Seacrest. They still call it Dick Clark's right. New Year's Reckoning.
That's nice.
That is nice. Yeah. I love Dick Clark. And I vowed that when the show was over, I'd never stop. I'd never.
Except the music that they have on now is like,
music
ugh.
Sucks. Who the fucking had Mariah Carey? She's a big fat shadow of herself.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
My God.
And she just didn't give a shit. Did you guys see this?
Well, there was like a big
did not
thing. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was watching it. I was like, why? This is awful. I switched it. And then their big tease for coming up later, Lionel Richie. Who cares about fucking Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
I mean, he's great. Those songs are great. But you can't get anybody. Donald Trump has better performers at the inauguration.
Doesn't he just have like one person from The Voice?
It's Ted
or
and Kid Rock.
Yeah. I don't even know if Kid Rock's really there. I don't know.
Scott Baio's going to sing that theme song from Joni Lestrade.
How does that go, Jeff?
What's a
chance? Magic in the way.
Charles in Charge.
Yeah, I don't know the theme song from Charles in Charge.
Did he?
Charles in Charge.
Oh, yeah.
Charles days in our lives.
And our nights.
Yeah, so it was awful. And I don't know. And I like Seacrest. I respect the shit out of that guy. So, I mean, he has a lot of haters because.
Yeah, he gets a lot of shit, but somebody does his thing. And
I don't know. You know what he did? He opened a radio station at one of the hospitals here in town.
Yeah, no, I've been in there.
Yeah, and it's state of the art, and he donates so much money to charity. He's just a super awesome dude. And who cares? I mean, we're not his target audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
no.
I like him because he doesn't take himself seriously.
Exactly
and
that, too.
Jokes right. He's in on the joke of Ryan Seacrest being a dude.
He's kind
of
like, yeah, go ahead, make fun of me. I'm just
who cares,
fucking
right?
working my ass off and making $1 zillion.
So I switched it to Fox because Fox News, and you know, I forgot about Anderson Cooper and Kathy
Griffin. I do that every year.
They're good.
Yeah, they're great.
And they get Don Lemon mm-hmm. shit-faced.
Oh, yeah.
And they
have a great rapport with each
other.
They
do, and she makes him laugh. And
yeah.
But whatever, I put it on Fox because I just wanted to see what they were doing. And it was like they were covering ABC. It's like Kathleen Guilfoyle, is that her name? Whatever. She's like, Mariah Carey just had a big meltdown. We'll have that for you later. Probably had to wait to get the clearance to air it.
Yeah.
And they kept throwing it to a party. In another thing about ABC, they speaking of has-beens, Jenny McCarthy. Who wants to see that?
Oh, really?
I remember walking in the room the other night going, is that Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah. Just no interest. I mean, the whole thing she did with the autism.
Get your shots.
Well, she extended her celebrity by marrying Donnie Wahlberg for, I guess that's extended it somewhat.
Yeah.
Just because he's on that Blue Bloods show, so he's still current. Like, he's still in the...
Well, the Fox one, they kept going to Miami where there was all these rich white people drunk. And this was my favorite one. And I'll just play a little clip of it.
Up in New York, and we all say we're going to have a good new year. Let's actually put some action at the place and stop fucking saying words.
Stop fucking saying words.
Okay. And and that was on Fox, huh?
Yeah, it was on Fox News.
I'm sure they must have loved that.
They had to cut away from it.
Yeah.
I love how Mariah Carey has tried to now say that Dick Clark's productions, that they tried to actually sabotage her.
It was the Russians.
They purposely sabotaged
the Russians did it.
Her.
Yeah.
And they responded and were like, bitch, you're crazy.
Yeah. The guy's like, I've been doing live broadcasts for 50 years. He's like,
yeah.
Occasionally shit happens, but we didn't try and sabotage you, bitch.
Yeah.
It's like most people said on Twitter, quit mixing vodka and Xanax. Yeah, how about that? Sabotage yourself.
And, you know, she's at the point, too, where she's been around for so long. And, you know, the first album was great. And she, you know, she could settle into like that. Almost Aretha Franklin look, you know, where you just kind of come out as like an older, kind of bigger diva.
Yeah, quit trying to come out onesies like
trying
Beyonce.
To look like, you know, Britney Spears prime years.
No thanks.
No, like, she looks like old baloney. The big old baloney.
She does. With all the baloney.
Jeff would eat that.
The meat sweat on it.
I love old food.
Old baloney. Oh, yeah. The newsflash, by the way, Jeff's still alive.
Old baloney. Oh, yeah. Fucking A. This is over Christmas break. Jeff ate gravy with the bouillon from 1977.
It was actually made in 1973.
Was that your cry for help,
really?
Jeff?
Yeah.
Who had that? Did your grandpa have it in the closet? Grandpa. Why did he still have it?
He doesn't throw shit like that away.
This is not a joke.
It's not Vicks. No, it's bouillon.
He's probably got Vicks from like 1950.
I would say
too.
Even in zombie apocalypse, the old gravy bouillon isn't going to help you.
So you're not dead, I guess. How was the gravy?
It tasted okay. I didn't know it was old time.
Well, what was the discovery? So you ate it and then...
Yeah, well, I ate it and then I was putting the dishes in the dishwasher and the bouillon thing was sitting on top of the stove. So I picked it up to put it back in the cabinet, and I looked at it. Best if used before 1977.
My old Nebraska gravy.
What'd you say to your mom? Did you?
I just said, you're trying to kill us with this gravy.
Did your brother go out?
No, he didn't go.
Well, he's got a family.
Yeah.
Tough for him.
And then downstairs in the pantry, I found, I was like, oh, I found some newer stuff. I didn't take a picture. I was going to. I found some newer stuff. It was from 1983.
What was it?
It was the more beef bouillon.
See, that's why he has the 77, because his wife went out and bought more. Right. And they probably got in a fight about it. We still got that bouillon.
The bouillon.
Well, thank God you did not die from the bad bouillon.
Holy shit.
What it is, it's just
it's like bouillon powder. Cube, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's dehydrated to start with, so it's just powder formed into a cube, so I mean, how much shit can go bad?
Was it extra salty?
Years?
Was it tasty?
It tasted just like gravy. I don't know. There was like two bouillon cubes
hey,
and
just
flour and butter. And stuff.
I made pork tenderloin yesterday. Pork loin. I bought a 2.5-pound pork loin with the fat on top and the string around it.
Don't say Ira.
It's pork.
Pork is,
it's
you know.
Not kosher.
And, pork lo mein, I can have that.
I cut up the 6 potatoes, right? Put them I have this big slow cooker. Put the thing on top of it, salt and pepper, caraway seeds, and you know, like kind of homemade organic sauerkraut that I got at Whole Foods. Probably paid too much for it. I'm sure I did. But it cooked for 9 hours. And I took the pork loin out to slice it and make medallions out of it and just fell apart.
Oh,
and
so
I was posting pictures of it on Facebook, and everybody's like, "Where are the collard greens? Where are the black eyed peas?"
Yeah, well, that's so dumb.
And then he's like, "Well, okay, I'm from Pennsylvania. This is what my family had to eat. Sometimes my mom would make cabbage instead of sauerkraut."
Yeah, my mom, she had her cabbage rolls ready to rock.
And that stink up the fucking house with the cabbage.
I love cabbage rolls, though.
I love cabbage. I mean, now, but back then, it just, what's that smell? It was worth it when my grandmother would soak beans. Because my grandma would make, my grandmother made baked beans, she got hard beans and she'd soak them and then cook them, but the house just stunk.
More beans, Mr. Taggart.
Well, you know, we ate the shit every single year and we never got any money, so I don't understand what is the point.
Yeah, I didn't need any of that stuff.
I never get prosperous.
Oh, you know.
Eating cabbage or beans.
Somebody posted on my Facebook pages that pigs are the only animals that move forward while they eat, so eating that is good luck because you're moving forward.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But, you know, that person was from Pennsylvania also.
Fuck do they know?
All right.
I had a sausage McMuffin. Does that count?
Sort of. Were you driving when you were eating it?
Yep.
All right.
Moving forward.
Yeah. News to us. It doesn't have a theme song, but I'm going to make a bumper. That's radio speak for the things you hear in between the time the people talk.
It's not the thing on your car.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not the thing on your car. But go ahead, Steph.
Well, I was, news to us for sure was New Year's Day waking up to Hollyweed, California.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool.
What happened with that?
Some random dude in black, they've got him on camera. He scaled it, swapped it out, changed it to ease, and there you go.
So is the legality in effect the first? Is that why?
What do you mean?
Because they have legal weed now for recreational.
Yeah. I assume that must have been
they
part
did that
of the
in
prank.
The 70s, too, though, the Hollyweed sign.
Yeah,
they did.
That guy.
1976.
Danny Feingood. But
how did he change it
a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Was it like paint and like wood?
Oh, they used like fabric or something.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
What Jeff said. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the dude, that Feingood guy, he changed it to Hollyweed in 76. And then in 79, to Mark Easter, he changed it to Hollywood.
Oh.
And then in the 80s, during the Iran-Contra hearings, he changed it to Hollywood.
Oh, I get it.
Wink. Nudge.
All right.
So, I don't know. I felt like it was a good omen, hopefully, for the new year. It was like at least something funny to start off the new year.
Not in the new America. Believe me, when I take over, all those states are going to have to give it up. Drugs, not good.
I'm really feeling like that might be over for us. Maybe.
What?
Just the possibilities of it being legal.
I think it is.
It looks like the tides are going to turn.
And it's all going to roll your way.
But do you think they'll secede, like, different
who,
states?
California?
Colorado, places like
that.
No,
they're not going to secede.
They'll just
and they're
suck
also
it
not
up.
Going to make it illegal. Too much money.
That's what I'm going to say.
I just hope he has bigger fish to fry than
I do. I got to build a wall.
Right.
Got lots of walls.
Yeah, this wall looks kick ass.
Putin to deal with.
Let's see. We talked about Mariah Carey baloney legs, and now let's go to...
Jeff ate that sandwich.
The 10 most anticipated films of 2017.
Mm.
There's several on here I'm looking forward to. Of course, Star Wars episode...
Eight.
Okay.
Eight. Mm-hmm.
Episode 8.
You can't read Roman numerals?
I can't.
We're learning about here. After
I went to school in West Virginia in Detroit.
First
Jeff,
episode of season
think?
Two.
They're going to have CGI Leia in this now, or did they finish it?
No, she finished her part before.
What are they going to do in 9?
I don't know.
CGI?
Force Ghost.
And they did good.
They CGI'd her pretty good in Rogue One.
Exactly. So we all saw Rogue One. I know you saw it early,
mm-hmm.
but I think since we've podcasted last, the rest of us had not.
Yeah, the Redbox troll saw it, and we're going to get to that in a second.
Okay. We did. Okay, and then, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Which
did you see the trailer with little Groot running around?
Yeah, baby yeah. Groot.
Baby Groot, yeah.
I love the first one.
So did I.
I thought it was so good.
Yeah. Shot here, by the way.
Yep.
The new
one. Yeah. So that, I'm really looking forward to that. Don't really care about Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Give
I saw a trailer for that. Fuck it. It's the cartoon.
Yeah, it's exactly the
why
cartoon,
are they
only
doing
live
it
action.
Again?
Yeah.
Why do they
it's
do anything
action?
Again?
Something for Emma Watson to do?
Yeah. They got to put her in
well,
something.
I think that Cinderella one they did was really successful, so why
of
not?
Of course, because all Disney cares.
I was looking forward Cha-ching. To the Little Mermaid they were going to do live action, but Chloe Moretz dropped out, so now I'm not looking forward to it anymore.
She has the body of a refrigerator.
Yeah. A lot of sharp angles.
Yeah.
Should be, what's her name from Mad Men?
And then Wonder Woman.
Who?
Which I'm looking for.
The blonde?
No, the redhead. You know.
Oh, she's
Christina Hendricks.
She's Christina Hendricks.
A little too big to be a...
Well, hey, I'm just thinking of redheads.
For her to be a...
I mean,
for
she's
her to be
beautiful
Belle.
Woman. Beautiful, yeah. Voluptuous woman, but not a skinny little Disney princess.
And she's like 40-something, so...
All right. Forget I said it. Go on.
Anyway. But Wonder Woman?
Yeah. No interest.
You don't really?
Yeah. Gal Gadot or whatever her name is. Don't care. DC can't make any of these superhero movies that don't suck.
Is there going to be an invisible jet?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
I'm sure they'll have some kind of like version of, you know, like what they did with the Batman vehicles.
Yeah.
Made them all military grade kind of.
I thought she looked, I mean, she was who's, all right in the Batman.
Who's producing
Superman.
These films? Who's making these? Is it Warner Brothers? Jeff, can you look that
probably.
Up? Can you confirm? Because the Batman movies, okay, you got the two with Michael
Keaton
that are good. I was just testing you guys.
Michael Caine.
The Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton movies. And then the
Kilmer.
And then the three, the Kilmer one's good. Then the Nolan films.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. Yes.
Batman versus Superman was a shitty movie.
It wasn't as bad as
Justice League. I'm not interested in that. Suicide Squad.
That was. I have not watched.
Anyway,
it.
Keep going.
Okay, and then Spider-Man: Homecoming, which
shot here.
I cannot stand that James Garfield kid. I couldn't even watch either one of those ones. I don't know how much more is there much Spider-Man shit to tell. I mean, really.
Well, you the thing about Spider-Man is that Peter Parker is always young. Until the mid-80s when he started getting older. And so once the mid-80s hit, the late 80s, once that happened, all the canon had to change, which is why you see all this shit going on. Now, I just found out the other day that Hawkeye is a woman now.
What? Oh.
The Archer from Marvel Comics. This doesn't bother me. Fuck it. Who cares? They've got to sell comic books. But the Spider-Man canon really wrapped up late 80s, early 90s. He married Mary Jane. And they did this whole thing in the mid-90s, the clone saga for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
This is, you know, comic book nerds probably remember this if they were into it then. And then it just all went to shit. And I also quit buying comic books back then, you know, unless it was something interesting. But the Spider-Man is young, and they have to keep portraying it to a young audience. The Tobey Maguire movies were okay. The first two were good. The second
Sandman,
one I thought was better
horrible.
Than the first one. Third one kind of sucked, but I kind of dug it because it was still Sam Raimi and it was still that
the Topher Grace, wasn't he in that one? He's the
bad one. but he was Venom, and everyone always wanted to see Venom in the movie.
Yeah.
So then you get to these last two with Andrew Garfield. Because they're Spider-Man movies, I watched it because Spider-Man is my second favorite superhero in the Marvel Universe. And so this new one is going to be him young. I don't think you're going to see the origin story again. At least I hope you do.
It looks like he's wisecracking now, which was kind of something that we haven't really seen.
The kid who plays him is I really liked him in The Avengers.
And it doesn't look like he's got a suit on that makes his muscles look all ripped.
No, and he's a funny kid, too. He's got like a good... Right. So it might be. I mean, I'm going to watch it.
It can't be worse than that. Although, you know what I said? Jamie Foxx's Electro was cool. Anyway, go ahead.
And then, like you just said it, Justice League. So I guess you don't care too much about that. And then, I know we all can't wait for the Fate of the Furious.
Nope, don't care.
Because how many other ways can you drive a fucking car?
Right.
I don't understand why
we're
they
going
keep doing
to space.
This. And how they got Charlize Theron to be in this shit. Well, I mean, I guess she needs the money, but... Jesus. And who else is in this? The Rock's in this?
The Rock. He's been in a couple of them, hasn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah. But The Rock, the day when he gave his dad a Land Rover for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then he told the story about his dad when his dad was 13. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, you know, his dad's Rocky Johnson. He was a famous wrestler, too.
WWF.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so when his dad was 13, his father had just died, and it was Christmas, and his mom had already started dating some guy. It had only been like a month or something. She has this guy come over for dinner. He gets totally trashed, pisses on the turkey.
Oh, Jesus.
And then The Rock's dad takes him outside. This is up in Nova Scotia, Canada, and he draws a line in the snow, and he tells the guy, if you cross the line, I'm going to kill you. And the guy, of course, crosses the line. He knocks the dude out with a snow shovel.
Oh, shit.
The cops show up, and the cops tell, you know, The Rock's grandma, basically, you need to get one of these guys out of here because whenever this guy comes to, he's going to kill this kid. So she kicks her son out.
Oh.
So at 13, The Rock's dad was completely homeless.
Oh, shit.
And had to do everything on his own from the time he was 13 years old.
I never knew that.
Yeah. It was a really great story. So there's all kinds of people clamoring for The Rock to play his dad in a biopic.
I would totally watch that.
Would love to see that. So get the, you know, which I'm sure he probably will at some point. Anyway.
I just heard his voice in Moana. I went and saw Moana.
Yeah?
I saw
was
first,
that? I've
heard
that's
really good. 20 minutes
ago. Great, actually.
I heard that
Disney?
Was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was done really well.
That anyway. Role, did you see that short at the beginning of the movie?
I did.
That was cool. Really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
So then, of course, 50 Shades Darker gives a fuck.
Fuck that.
Logan.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Does look good.
What's the deal with that?
I haven't seen any of the plain Wolverine movies.
They're good. It's Hugh
Jackman
wrapping up his arc as Wolverine.
Right.
And it has...
It's Old Man Logan, right?
Yeah, Old Man Logan. It's from the comics. And it also has Professor X in it as played by you-know-who.
Stewart.
Yes, Patrick Stewart.
Excellent.
That show got canceled, the Patrick Stewart show. That was funny.
I tried to watch it. It was all right.
Like it? Blunt talk, I liked it.
It had its moments. And then the last one, Despicable Me 3.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't seen any of those.
I haven't seen any of those either.
We don't have kids. That's why.
But you'd love those.
I'm sure I would.
The humor is, you'd love it.
I liked the first one.
Now, can I add one more to your list? I keep seeing the previews for it.
Yeah.
The new Batman Lego movie.
Yeah, that does look good.
I saw the trailer.
Will Arnett. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah. It does look really good.
The last Lego movie was good.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was phenomenal. But this one looks so good.
Well, they busted this up into like most anticipated horror thrillers, which to me, one of the movies that I'm mainly looking forward to, no matter what genre, is Alien Covenant. I cannot wait for this movie.
What's the deal with that?
Well, it's the next one after Prometheus, and Danny McBride's in it, and I mean, it looks really good. The previews that they showed.
I could see Danny McBride saying, "Game over, man." Reprise that role.
I definitely think. And then, of course, Stephen King's It.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That comes out, which hopefully we'll see a real trailer to the fake one that I was duped and
fell for. Sucked. The Alex Jones says that this new Alien movie is conditioning us to believe in the satanic Luciferian history of the world, and how the Luciferians all think that that you know we came from space, and what we got to do is genetic modification to make us more like gods.
Oh,
I got to start watching your show more, sir.
Just go to YouTube. I got 17 videos every day.
What is it? InfoWars.
InfoWars. Yes.
Oh, and of course, Jeff's most. I'm sure he cannot wait to get in the back of the theater under a coat and watch Baywatch. That's coming out.
Oh yeah.
Who's in that?
Depends on who's in it.
Who is in that? Oh, well, The Rock, I'm pretty sure.
That's why Jeff will be in the back of the coat.
Oh, but there's like, who is in that? I figured you'd know, Jeff.
Hasselhoff has nothing to do with anything.
Zac Efron. Pamela Anderson.
So Yasmin Bleeth.
Charlotte McKinney.
You guys talk about what you thought about Star Wars. Hasselhoff. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
I got a whiz. I can't help
it. Wait, no, we weren't done anyway.
Okay, keep going.
We're about to wrap up.
We're
going to
talk about,
keep talking.
Okay, well, we'll talk about...
Let's talk shit about Tim
Alexandra Daddario.
Well, I thought we were going to talk about George Michael.
I'm still talking about that.
Let's talk about George Michael. He died. Oh, wait.
Who died?
I mean, if we had a Who Died segment right now, this could go on for 3 hours.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think we were just going to go, about significant, how they were, like, right at Christmas, you know.
I mean, the whole Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds thing.
That
blew me away.
That was crazy.
Holy shit. That's when I was in Chattanooga when all that was going down. And
it was very unexpected.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just the fact that, like, she was planning Carrie's funeral whenever she had the stroke.
Right.
You know, and then her last words were, "I want to be with Carrie."
Oh, my God.
That's so touching.
I mean, it was the grief, probably, right? The grief and the stress and the...
I would say the stress.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's in a weakened state as it is, you know, but...
I guess grief can be stress, right?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
you can die from broken heart syndrome, too.
It's a syndrome?
Yeah.
They call it?
That's what they call it when, like, the wife dies after being married for 70 years or whatever, and then the husband dies 5 minutes later or the next day. Or
what do they call it?
Broken heart syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys talking about Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
Well, we started getting into it. We know
what happened to her.
Oh, she's fine.
She was great in Rogue One.
Yeah.
They're putting her in the bikini. They're doing the whole Jabba thing all over again.
I guess it would be nice. Did you ever talk about George Michael?
No, not really.
When Jeff texted me, I thought that the guy from...
Sports Machine.
Yeah.
George Michael Sports Machine.
Yeah. He may be dead already. I don't know.
Or from... what's his name? From Arrested Development.
Blues. Yes.
Yeah. George Michael. Yeah.
George Michael.
Yes.
Carrie Fisher dying. That was pretty shitty. You know, the worst thing about it was all the social media bullshit. Steve Martin, what do you?
What did he say? I heard that
he said she was a beautiful creature, and that's why he had to delete it.
All those third wave feminists, man, you cannot piss them off.
What's wrong with the beautiful creature?
It's because he said she was a beautiful creature first. And
then he realized she was
also intelligent and funny.
What he did was he really based his first opinion on her based on looks. And I'm a hairy legged, non cisgender.
Don't use deodorant.
I don't use deodorant. I just pour patchouli all over my body, and I have patchouli dildo that I use for my vag. I don't. I braid.
Thank you.
No, I have dreads on my vagina. Dreads, but it's not hair. I just don't know what they are. It's like some sort of...
All right, okay.
Hang on a minute. Look, don't mansplain to me, Ira.
Excuse me, ma'am. I think we should stick to the topic.
We are sticking to the... You know what sticks to me? My underpants. But I don't shave my legs. And listen, Steve Martin, how dare... Look, I'm 24, and I have a woman's studies degree from Yale.
Aren't you a principal in South Park?
I thought you went to Wellesley.
No, I am not a principal in South Park.
Well, can we talk about scissoring? Isn't that very liberating?
Stop it. Oh. Scissoring. Look, I do not identify
not
with
fun
any
lesbian
gender.
Oh.
I know. And I'm not even... how dare you assume I'm a lesbian? How dare you? Listen to me. All you people in your 30s and 40s, late 30s and 40s and above, you do not know what it's like to struggle with being a woman in 2016 or 17. Let me tell you why. Because you haven't had everything handed to you like I have.
Did you just become a woman in 2017?
Look, I knew I was a woman when I was 12. I knew I was a woman
when you were on
12.
The Wheaties box?
What? Who are you talking about? Are you saying that, you're talking about Caitlyn Jenner? Listen.
That's her friend, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn isn't my friend. I look up to her, though.
Yes.
I look up to her.
She's tall.
So anyway, look, when you see a woman, don't automatically assume, based on looks, that A, she's cisgendered, and B, that she wants you, or you're, you know, boy pussy.
My boy pussy.
And yes, I spelled B-O-I-P.
That was the name of Irish porn that he did.
Boy pussy. I know.
My boy pussy.
Boy pussy number 24.
B-O-I-P-U-C-C-I. Boy pussy.
I can picture the box now.
It's just a Irish with a
thumbs up.
He's got a thumbs up and a
no
he's got
shirt.
A smirk with his tongue in his cheek.
Starring Ira Melkin.
Some radio.
Hey,
Photoshop
none of you
that,
radios
please.
That are going to Photoshop, stop it right now, please.
So anyway, Steve Martin, think twice before you tweet sexist comments about 60-year-old
women.
I think
it was a nice comment.
It was a nice comment.
Succumbed to the pressure,
right? But then you know the comedian D.L. Hughley, after Debbie Reynolds died, he tweets Debbie Reynolds couldn't handle her daughter, let her daughter outshine her or something like that. He goes, Black mamas don't do that or something.
Oh,
and
he
got tons of hate. I don't know if he deleted it or not.
No, that's crazy. No, but the good tweet was that one lady that said anybody that's a fan of Postcards from the Edge had to respect the thunder stealing from Debbie dying immediately, like the day after or whatever. If you ever saw Postcards, that's kind of like their whole relationship.
Oh, really?
You know, is that... You know, when Carrie was growing up, Debbie always had to be the center of attention.
Right.
Always.
It twirled up.
It twirled up, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is sad that Carrie Fisher died. It is sad that Debbie Reynolds died. It is sad that George Michael died. And when we go on Twitter or Facebook or any social media and we say, we miss them because this is what they meant to us, end of story. If people start tweeting you're wrong or you shouldn't think that way,
right.
You tell them to go sit on a dick and spin, even if they're not cisgendered or even if they are cisgendered, whatever
right.
The fuck cisgendered
means. It would be different if you said, I miss George Michael's boy pussy. It would be different. You know, that to me is nasty. That's
I guess
me.
It would be nice if I could eat your boy pussy. Okay, a couple things. Side note. I met a listener. Who listens to Radio Labyrinth and also listens to the Von Hessler Doctrine and knows me from the regular guys.
Oh.
Her sister organized it so she could come down to the shot. She's never been down there before. So
did you shampoo her?
No. We're on our lunch break, and this was the Thursday before Christmas. We're on our lunch break, and these two kids walk in, and they're young kids, and they're just looking at stuff, and we're all like, what the fuck? And the one kid goes, we're just looking for shampoos. And so, okay, and they leave. And
which
then,
one did you give them?
They weren't really looking for shampoos. They just came in to see if I was there. And then the girl that lives in Cabbage Town brought her sister in to meet me, you know, to because she's a fan of the show. So I asked her, and I said, do you let your daughters listen to Radio Labyrinth? She goes, no, it's too dirty.
Fuck them.
No, don't say that. That's not very nice. But it was very nice. They're big fans of the show, and I thought it was nice that she brought her in there.
Ooh, I like it, though. I like it. Like, we're too dirty for people. I mean, that, like, ooh, yeah. It gives us, like, this whole veneer.
Yeah.
I like that.
But, and I said, well, you know, when they grow up, they can. But they do listen to The Labyrinth because The Labyrinth is not The Labyrinth. They listen to the Von Hessler Doctrine because that is not...
it's informative.
Very dirty, yes. Yeah. So I'm scrolling through these messages here.
Scrolling through messages here.
Hi. All right. You know what? I'm terrible, and they're going to hate me now because I forgot the name. But Rachel's the one that lives in Cabbage Town, and she's the one who brought her sister down. So thank you, Rachel. Also, let me see.
And thank you, Rachel's sister, for listening to the show.
Absolutely. Yes. And Rachel's kids, you'll turn 18, and then you can listen to the show. Or be subversive.
Be horrified.
Be subversive.
Listen to it behind her back like most people do.
No, don't do that. Don't be subversive.
Maybe they're very innocent, and they don't like, you know, not used to this kind of talk.
Yeah, well, you know, it is a little dirty.
Well, I'm old, too, so that's really going to make it gross for him.
Met another guy who had some shit happen to him around the holidays. He came in. You know, like, I'm not going to go into it because it's private. He told me. But he said that we helped him get through with that on the Labyrinth. And he likes to laugh. And his name is Matt Moore, so let's give him a shout-out.
All right.
Hey, Matt Moore.
Did he eat 40-year-old gravy?
No, he did not eat 40-year-old. 40-year-old gravy should be a band name.
That is right. A great band name.
40-year-old gravy.
Excuse me. I also saw Star Wars Redbox store here.
I saw this
Rogue One and Star Wars story.
They let you out of the box?
Is it available?
It's not out on DVD.
No, I went to the movies and saw it. I snuck in. I'm little. I was able to get in.
They have little pencil seats there.
Yeah, what do they get? A booster seat?
No, I can sit on a. I saw it. I sit in a cup holder. and I don't buy popcorn. I run up, and people drop it on the floor, and I got a little sack with me.
I figured you'd have the popcorn bag with a little hole in the bottom of it.
No. I carry my movie sack with me that I get from a Kroger's. And I bring a little number two pencil with me behind my ear. And one of the other things I do is I just run around and I pick up a little candy and popcorn and I put it in a sack, you know, because I don't make a lot of money. And I.
So he cheats.
I don't cheat. Look, people.
You would have liked the theater I saw Passengers in.
Why did your feet stick to the floor?
They came in and cleaned up the theater, and there was like one dude, and he was like not into it at all. He just took all the shit and dumped it at the end of each aisle. Like cups and popcorn things and all kinds of shit. And you just dumped them at the end of each aisle and then walked out.
What a lazy motherfucker.
And then we didn't pick them up and sat there the entire movie. I was like, what the fuck?
What a prick. If I were big enough to work in a movie theater, I would totally clean up nice.
I went to a brand new movie theater to see Rogue One. It would have been perfect for you.
I went to an adult movie theater to see it. No, they don't show Star Wars in adult movies. So I go to the movie theater and I sit down. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. There's no crawl. Yeah, where the fuck's the crawl? I want to know what's going on in the story.
Story.
It's a bunch of bullshit. I'm like, I just finished watching the prequels. I watch those every year around Christmas time because they're so good. Some of my favorite movies. I really get the pencil work and the nub during when they're rolling around on that planet. You know, Natalie Portman and a little homo. And they got those weird buffalo things in the back and they're rolling around.
I haven't seen those in so long.
I just jammed it. Oh, their shirt gets ripped when they're in that Coliseum fighting the insect people.
I would have thought you'd be perfect.
Is that an Attack of the Clones?
I don't know what movie it is.
It's
a clone movie. Yeah, Attack of the Clones.
That's the one that I liked, the clones.
When they released a special edition, they got to like digitally add in a crawl at the beginning.
And then there's no John Carpenter music. But anyway, I digress. Okay, so what happens is Hannibal Lecter, he invites this thing that can, you know, shoot planets up. I guess it's called with the Death Star. You can't hear nothing when you're on it. So it's Hannibal Lecter from the TV show, right? Okay, he's in this movie, and then his daughter's this real hot chick with nice lips. She got those nice Beast Doug lips.
What's her name?
Felicity
Emily
Huffman? No.
Felicity Jones.
I was jonesing
for her, let's just say that. And then,
do you like that, what's that guy's name?
Forrest Whitaker? No. Who?
That guy from Night Of was in that, too.
Oh, I know.
He's got a Latino name. I don't want to fuck it
up.
Yeah,
what is his name?
Bill Gonzalez is his name. So the mass murderer, the guy. Anyway, you got me off track with all this.
Do you need to blow your nose, sir?
No.
Okay.
I need to come.
We need to get the Redbox Jawa in here.
Ah, the Redbox Jawa. So anyway, I think there's this planet that looks like Tatooine, and then first there's a space planet that's made of grass. It's a grass planet, and then. The guy from that real boring show on Netflix, Bloodlines, he comes down and he beats up Hannibal Lecter's wife, and then, you know, the Forrest Whitaker steals the baby girl, Felicity Jones, and they go off to some planet. And then a bunch of people you don't care about get killed.
Everybody gets killed. Everybody spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of people that you don't care about that you'll never see again in the Star Wars.
Well, it had to happen.
Yeah.
And then Darth Vader goes
on. Even the droid got killed.
Yeah. I know. I love the droid. I cried when he died.
I thought Darth Vader was going to surf in this one.
No, Charlie don't surf. So Darth Vader is in it, and then they got Grandma Tarkin. And Grandma Tarkin?
Yep. And they got the Ip Man. The Ip Man's in it.
I recognized his foul stench as soon as I entered the movie theater.
Grandma Seizure gets all upset. And he, he's Darth Vader's boss, so he can bully Darth Vader around. Darth Vader lives on, the planet where Obi-Wan cut his legs off. lives on that Mustafar planet. Is it Mustafar?
Something like that.
Yeah, Mustafar. Mustafar fucking away. He's got a little castle. And, he's got a little chamber he floats in to try and heal his body.
It's called the Bacta Tank.
Yeah, the Bacta Tank with a Bactine in it. It's a Bactine Tank, which is what you put on a cut. So he gets all crazy, and he's got his lightsaber, and he's cutting people up. And about this time, I shot a big load.
Did you?
Yes.
Because of the lightsabers?
Was it because Peter Cushing came on the screen?
No, it's because... I don't want to say it. I want to offend people, but Princess Leia came on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got a little red box juice on the guy in front of me.
Is this before she died or after she died?
Well, I just saw it yesterday.
That is sick.
I feel bad, but
I'm sitting home jerking off to Charlotte's Web.
You finish up with Singing in the Rain?
So there's Star Wars, a rogue story of star people who fight with the Death Star. Right. I don't know why they made the movie, but it was okay.
I thought it was good. It got mixed...
I loved it.
...reactions, right? Everybody here liked it?
Yeah, I loved it.
I loved it. You know what? The people that I usually go to for Star Wars movies hated it. And they just hated it. And they explained
why do they hate it?
They hated it because you don't care about the people.
Right.
They don't build the background story. There's no story arcs. Blah 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 blah.
I will admit
it was made for Star Wars fans.
Right. There was a long stretch in the middle of the movie that I thought was getting kind of slow.
Yes, I agree.
And I was like, all right, we need an action scene or something.
Still something better than the three prequels.
Oh yeah,
fuck yeah!
I mean, honestly, it was like a war movie.
It was a war movie.
Yeah,
you had to know shit about Star Wars to be able to understand.
The battle scenes were fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they didn't Disney it up at all. And like I said, I forget what the guy's name is. The Ip Man was in it, which I love him. Uh-huh. He's the one I'm one with the Force with me.
Yeah, that guy was cool as shit.
Love him. The other dude with the big Samoan dude, he was pretty badass. But I thought everybody played their parts perfectly. And what was the guy's name? The dude that burnt up with her on the beach at the end?
Ooh,
yeah, that's who I was talking about, the Latino guy.
What's his
Diego Luna.
That's it. Diego. I was right the
so
first time.
Good. He was so good. I really liked him a lot.
All right. I got a snot coming out my nose.
Disgusting.
But how cool did Forrest Whitaker look when he was older?
He looked good.
He was so great.
Yes! I don't know!
Forrest Whitaker's in Arrival.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was cool seeing Bail Organa again, too.
Jimmy Smits?
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't want to get all worked up. God, I got to get this snot off. Now it's out of my hand. All right, take a little break, please.
Yeah,
can we
sure.
take a little break?
Yes.
We'll come back and do ADO Labyrinth.
Yes.
And if you can't guess by now what ADO Labyrinth is about from the beginning, the intro stuff, it's Dabney Coleman.
Yay!
All right.
Love
we'll be right
some Dabney.
Back.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
So we have this regular babysitter that we use. And she used to be a teacher at one of the girls' schools.
Yeah.
She's really cool. So she texts me, I guess, over the break.
Wait.
And she goes, apparently...
How old is this babysitter?
She's young.
Hey, keep probably, going.
This probably is part about of 30. Of your, this is one of your BP 30. Movies.
So, her and her boyfriend, Jeff, were traveling... I guess they were traveling to Chicago or something. She goes, so, I'm currently listening to your podcast. And I didn't know. My boyfriend, he goes... She said, my boyfriend wants me to tell you that he's a radio.
Oh.
So they're traveling, and he was like, oh, I'm going to listen to one of my regular podcasts and listen to it. And she didn't know anything about it.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, that's cool.
She's, So she's listening. She hears, she, right. So she hears the intro, and it's, you know, and Ira Malkin. And she's like, wait a second. She's like, Ira Malkin.
When did you tell her? Well, did you think that was hot? Because, like, I'll keep doing it if you think it's, hot.
I'm just going to take the babysitter home.
Right.
Ira Malkin. She's,
yeah, so she had to say to her boyfriend, yeah, I babysit for him.
Boy, pussy five.
And these are young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's a radio. So shout out to him and her.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're back, right?
Yes.
We're back.
All cool. Right. Hey, ADO Labyrinth, right? Right? ADO Labyrinth. We've been doing it. People like it. Somebody said on Facebook they want to hear more ADO Labyrinth. So this week, being that we're talking about the 80s, one of my favorite actors from the 1980s, who was pretty much ubiquitous in the 80s. He was in a lot of different movies, a lot of different genres. I picked about six of them here that I like. Six I picked that I like that are some of my favorites. Dabney Coleman.
Dabney.
Everybody's a Dabney Coleman fan, right?
Always love that name. Yeah.
Next guest is a very talented actor whose film credits include On Golden Pond, 9 to 5, and Tootsie, and Thursday nights at 9:30 on NBC in Buffalo Bill. That earned him 6 Emmy nominations last year, including his for Best Actor. Would you welcome Dabney Coleman?
What? What, Stephanie?
He freaked me out in a movie when I was young, and I can't remember which movie it was.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I had a bad association with him for a while.
Cloak and Dagger. That's not one of my favorites, but that's a weird one.
Was it because maybe it was 9 to 5? To opinion.
9 to 5. Starting okay. 9 to 5. That's where we're going to kick it off because that came out in 1980.
Because he was like real dick in that movie.
Yeah, he was. That's, that movie set him as a character. As a character that was defined him. I mean, he kind of played that character.
Right.
Same type of character in a lot of movies, but that was Dabney Coleman, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and, of course, Dolly Parton in her breakout role.
Right.
Because before that, I don't think she was an actress or had been in any movies. But then she was in a shit ton of movies in the 80s. She was a very good comedic actress. Very talented.
Festival Whorehouse?
Yeah. Dabney Coleman played a character named Franklin Hart, who they kept referring to as the sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot. So it was this big steno typewriter pool where all these women worked. And Lily Tomlin was the main female lead, and she was the, you know, she was the one who did all the work, and she wanted to get a gig as a manager, and he wouldn't hire her because she's a woman. And then you also had Jane Fonda, who was the new girl, freshly divorced, so she was looking for a job, and she was clumsy and oafish. And then you had Dolly Parton, who was Franklin Hart's secretary, and he kept trying to fuck her, and she wasn't interested in it, and it was just a very good, funny comedy movie.
I love all their fantasies when they fantasize about killing her.
Because Lily Tomlin's kid had weed, so she took her kid's weed and she's smoking it with them.
Maybe that was the part that freaked me out.
The weed.
What year was that film?
1980. So it would have been on HBO in 1981, which meant I watched it as many times as I could.
Right. It would have been 7, 8. Yeah, I could see that.
My mom worked in an office in downtown Detroit at the time, and I just assumed that this is what her life was like in this office.
I like the lady that played the lush, you know, the older lady that was a typist. And
oh, yeah.
What was the line? You get him.
No. You're,
oh.
Atta girl.
Atta girl.
Yeah, where are you going, Violet? I'm going to get a drink. Atta girl.
Oh, but when they have them all tied up in the S&M outfit.
Yeah.
That was very ahead of its time, you know, to just be some.
Oh, they had that little button and it would pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the woman, Roz, the office busybody,
mm-hmm.
who she would say, holy merd, which was shit.
Oh.
I believe.
Holy merd.
Holy merd. So 9 to 5, kicking it off with Dabney. Dabney Coleman. Then we go on to 1981, another movie he's in with Jane Fonda, where he doesn't really play a dick. He just plays this guy who is dating. Actually, he's engaged to Jane Fonda, and he has a son. So his son, Jane Fonda, would be a stepmother. They show up at the lake house where Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, who we've all seen on Golden Pond, right?
Yes.
Oh, you old poop.
Right.
Yes.
You want to suck face? Yeah, so he was in that, and there's a good scene from that. This is all in the beginning of the show, of course. We haven't played it for these guys yet, spoiler alert. But he wants to ask Henry Fonda's permission if he could sleep in the same bed with Jane Fonda. And he goes, you want to defile my daughter in my own home? He just fucks with him. But Coleman plays, you know, just like a nice guy. So then we go to 82, where he reprises his dickish you know, managerial role as a director of soap operas in Tootsie.
Oh, yeah.
starring Dustin Hoffman, Jessica Lange, Bill Murray, Gina Davis in her first role, Charles Durning, and of course, again, Dabney Coleman played Ron Carlyle, the director. And the movie was directed by Sidney Pollack, which is why it's really good. Sidney Pollack also played Dustin Hoffman's agent in the film.
Oh, yeah. Right. And he tries to, and Dabney, his character, he tries to hit that.
No, he doesn't try to hit Tootsie. He pisses her off because he keeps calling her Tootsie.
Oh, I thought he tried to get with her.
No, he's having an affair with Jessica Lange,
right,
who is Charles Durning's daughter. And they go to Charles Durning's farmhouse in upstate New York, and Charles Durning falls for
Tootsie.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Okay.
He has to, he has to spur his advances, of course. And then when Dustin Hoffman in that scene, when they're doing the live show, reveals himself to be Elmer Kimberly. He ends up going to, Bill Murray is a playwright who loses his roommate. And he wrote a play called Return to Love Canal.
Yeah.
So they're doing it up in upstate New York, and it's the town where Charles Durning lives. His character lives, and he goes to visit him at the bar. Anyway, so I love Tootsie. It's a funny movie. 1983, you got War Games.
Oh yeah,
classic.
Yeah. You want to play a game?
Greetings, Professor Falcon.
That movie stars Matthew Broderick, Ali Sheedy, Dabney Coleman. He was the non-smarmy asshole role of Dr. John McKittrick. It also features Barry Corbin as the general. Barry Corbin is a character actor from the 70s and 80s. He was in
Northern Exposure,
but he was also in Urban Cowboy, where he had the plastic nut.
Oh, yeah.
There's a line in War Games that I always like is, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it would do any good. There's also another small cameo role. Not a cameo, he wasn't a star yet. John C. Ratzenberger, is that his name?
Oh.
Cliff from Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. He plays one of the computer techs.
Now, who played the main guy at the end that they were trying to find? Was it Peter Coyote or something?
No, it wasn't Peter Coyote, and I didn't write his name down. I know who you're talking about. He was the voice of the computer, and he was the character, but he had faked his own death to live.
Oh, my God, Joshua, what are you doing?
Yeah,
Joshua. Greetings, Professor Falcon. Shall we play a game?
God, I loved that movie when I was a kid.
So did I. I still love it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Global thermonuclear war.
Yeah.
Strange game. The only way to win is not to play.
Social commentary.
All right. Moving on to 1987, one of my favorite movies, a movie that Jeff and I saw in the theater together, starred Dan Aykroyd, Tom Hanks, Christopher Plummer, Harry Morgan, and, can you guess the name of it by now? Dragnet, of course.
Oh,
Muzz Amel. Amel Muzz. Pep Strebeck.
I love that movie.
Yes, and Dabney Coleman played Dorothy, the publisher of Bait Magazine.
Bait. My entire run of the issue of Bait Magazine.
Excuse me, do these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman? No, ma'am, they do not. They're spectacular.
The Virgin Connie Swale.
Yeah, the Virgin Connie Swale. And at the end, not anymore.
I looked whenever they had the big the big rally when they were going
to
feed her. Yeah, when they were going to feed her that snake. And he's up there. God, it kills me every time when he's like, oh, from Orange County, here we go. I mean, up until that point.
Christopher Plummer was amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
I love Christopher Plummer.
I do too.
He played the evil priest. And then the last one on the list of notable films, at least the ones that I thought are notable, was Hot to Trot.
I never saw that.
The Goldthwaite.
Yeah, that was Bobcat Goldthwaite. John Candy has played the voice of the horse that he inherited from his mom when she died. Dabney Coleman played Walter Sawyer, who was Bobcat Goldthwaite's stepfather.
I remember the VHS cover more than I remember the actual movie itself.
Same with me.
Was that an album Bobcat did where somebody said, "Where's your horse?"
Yeah.
What was his response?
They don't let you keep it.
Not like I got to keep the horse.
And, There's an old horse that's, I think it's the father of the horse that John Candy does, and it's Burgess Meredith.
Aww.
As the horse. But it's really not a memorable film by any stretch. But Dabney Coleman wore fake buck teeth, and he's a cobalt haired river.
Bobcat always talks about how the horse hated him because they would beat him to make him talk.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, holy shit.
Seeing Modern Problems.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to.
That would have been one of my picks.
Yeah.
Now, Modern Problems was on HBO a lot, so I remember watching it, but only for Chevy Chase, not for anybody else. But
Was it Nell Carter?
Yeah.
She was the one that had the pseudo penis thing.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. That was his, he had the lisp, a southern lisp.
Yeah, that's why.
Pseudo-sexual penis envy.
Sounds like pseudo-sexual penis envy.
I gotta watch that movie.
I do, too.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I was trying to find a lot of these movies on YouTube, at least clips of them, and some were very difficult to find.
What was it? He was driving behind a truck that was carrying nuclear waste, and it was spilling all over his car.
And he got powers.
And then he got magical powers.
Yeah.
That's an 80s movie
but
for
at
you
the
right
end,
there.
Though, whenever they think he's possessed.
Yeah, he gives he gives his powers to Nell Carter.
Yeah.
Right.
Pseudo-sexual penis envy.
That is some 80s shit right there.
And you got Cloak and Dagger, 1984. Where,
I liked that.
I think it's Harry.
That's the prequel to Fight Club.
Henry Thomas. What? Yeah. How is it the prequel to Fight Club?
Because you don't talk about it.
Yeah. No, you got to look it up. Like all the whole.
No, I'm interested in that. What are you talking about?
Oh, there's a whole.
Well, Dabney Coleman's character was like not real.
Right.
And so it's like kind of like a Fight Club thing. They're saying that.
Well, he was real. He was the dad. From,
well, yeah, but. The character they played, that Jack Black, was like.
I don't remember that he wasn't real.
It was like a kid's Fight Club. Yeah.
Huh. So I remember Henry watching Thomas. Cloak and Dagger, but I never really liked it very much. I don't think.
But it was big because E.T. was so big, right?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
And then that came out with like a year later or something. Yeah. Like 2 years. Or
2 years.
You're 2 years later.
This Henry Thomas kid isn't great in everything.
Right. No.
But I remember. I think it was big because of that. Though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
It didn't have any pseudo-sexual penis. The Muppets Take Manhattan, 1984. I never really liked that movie very much.
Mm. I don't remember it.
No.
I remember Muppets in Space.
I like Muppet movie, and that's pretty much it when it comes to Muppet films. The Man with One Red Shoe, starring Tom Hanks.
Well, that's a, you know.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for 80s movies for him. I mean, there might be another one, but I don't have it on here. But he also had two big time, they got canceled, but they were both critically acclaimed television series. One was called Buffalo Bill from 1984 on NBC. He was a talk show host at a TV station in Buffalo, New York.
Never heard of it.
Gina Davis on was two seasons. He got nominated both seasons for Best Actor in Emmy and Golden Globe. He won a Golden Globe and an Emmy for the Slap Maxwell story. No, he won a Golden Globe for the Slap Maxwell story, which was a 1988 sitcom on ABC.
I do remember that.
I don't at all.
Like I remember it being on. I remember the name. Like you don't forget a name. It's kind of like a Sledgehammer, you know.
Sledgehammer. But you know, that's a show that I didn't watch. Got the Golden Globe. He did win an Emmy in the '80s, but it was for a TV movie, and I couldn't find any information about it. So hopefully there are other Dabney Coleman fans out there.
He was in Young Doctors in Love too. That's a great movie.
It is? Okay. Yeah. Tell me about that.
That's comedy. It's like Airplane. But it made fun of soap operas, and it was like set in a hospital.
Okay. Who else is in it?
Michael McKean is maybe the lead in it.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that at all.
I remember it coming out, but yeah, I don't think I ever saw it.
It's pretty funny.
Huh.
I can't go to the bathroom. And then Michael McKean's like, how old are you? And the guy's like, I'm 76. And he goes, you've pissed enough.
Well, that's an old Gilbert Godfrey joke. You've peed enough.
Yeah.
Is it a Mel Brooks movie?
I don't know who directed Gary Marshall directed it.
Oh.
The late Gary Marshall.
So it was
died in 2016.
Spin-off, or like a play on those Airplane movies, then the Zucker films.
Yeah, Zucker Abrams.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We need other ideas for Radio Labyrinth, so if you guys want to tweet them to us or go to our Facebook page, we're at @radio_labyrinth, or just go to Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. I hope you guys don't mind that I did Dabney Coleman.
Loved it.
I just happen to love Dabney Coleman.
I think there's so many actors you could do. I mean, you could keep going with this every week. You could do like Anthony Michael Hall. You could do...
I've been wanting to do Stallone because I've been wanting to pick apart Cobra forever.
Fuck yeah, then go ahead and write it up.
Did you see him on Ray Donovan?
Who?
Dabney Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on one episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the season 4. And of course, he was also the colonel on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Commodore, not the colonel.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Forgot about that.
I got caught in a loop of watching interviews with him on YouTube. There's an old Tonight Show, and then I found he was a bumper for Saturday Night Live from 87, where he hosted with the Cars.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then I found out he did, Dabney Coleman did a bunch of commercials in the 60s, early 60s for like Cars and
stores. And I don't know.
Oh, really?
It was always him and a housewife.
I'm just glad he made it to 2017.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how old he is. He does look kind of old. He just got a star in the Walk of Fame a couple years ago.
1932, so.
So he's 70, 80. No. Yeah. No, not 80, 70.
What? Wait, 32 he was born? What?
Yeah, 1932.
So he's 84.
Holy shit.
Pseudo-sexual penis. All right, so there's that. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah,
thanks very much.
So before we get to staff picks, I got an honorary one to throw out. I watched The Mick last night. Anybody else watch it?
Me too. No, but
I forgot to tape it, and I was watching The New Girl that taped, and it showed like the very end of The Mick. I was like, shit, I forgot to tape it.
Oh, my God. You got to watch it.
Yeah, it's good.
Fucking funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. Yes. I mean, it's Caitlin Olsen, so it's her pretty much the same type of terrible character from It's Always Sunny, but very interesting premise of the show. The other people on it are funny. The kid, the middle kid, the middle teenage kid liked my tweet today when I said I liked it, so it makes me happy.
Sweet.
But yeah, I did like it. So let's
would you say the weakest link is the oldest daughter?
Yeah, but she's kind of hot. So.
Do the radio math.
Yeah. I'm sure she's over 18.
Oh, I don't know. Her chest isn't. Her chest looks like it's 10.
Well, that's why she.
That's why Tim likes. Yeah,
she got that BP, that boy pussy. Anyway, so there's that. Good show. Give it a shot. So anyway, before I get to mine, you guys go around and do your little stuff.
Oh, so that's not yours.
No, it's just honorable mention.
Oh, it's honorable.
Oh, you want us to go?
Yeah, please. Go ahead, Steph.
Okay, all right. So, I did just sidebar. I went ahead and finished all of American Crime on the two seasons on Netflix. If you guys haven't watched the show.
I watched the first season, but I didn't watch the second season.
It's really good.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, it's an anthology series like American Horror Story.
Are all the people from the first season on the second season?
Pretty much, yeah.
But they played different people?
Yep. I mean, it was almost like a relief to see Timothy Hutton again in this and in a totally different role. Felicity Huffman in a totally different role.
Right.
Regina King. Andre 3000 from Outkast. Yeah, he plays a great. Yeah, for real. And by the way, another sidebar.
I hope he's on it forever. Forever, ever. Forever, ever.
He was really good.
I bet.
Yeah, Kid Cudi's new album, Andre's on that, and he's really good. But anyway. But yeah, it was really good. So the first season, it was about like this guy that got murdered. Him and his wife almost got killed. And as the show goes on, like it starts out one way and you think, oh, and then as it goes on, you find out all these dark, deep things about every single character. And the same thing happened in season two. So, but it's a really good show. But anyway, American Crime. But I'll tell you what I got into. This chick that my husband works with, she's been going on and on and on about this show, Michelle Dockery's, and from Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey.
Later, the one that played Lady Mary.
Right. Yeah.
It's called Good Behavior on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good-ass show.
Okay.
Just started watching it. It came out in November 2016, so they have all of the episodes in on demand now or whatever. But she's, like, just got out of prison. She's a freaking crackhead. And
how's her American accent? Is it good?
It's excellent. Yeah. It's excellent. Yeah, she plays, like, she's from South Carolina. And, I mean, she even does, like, a southern accent or whatever. But, like, the very beginning of the show, she's just gotten out of prison. She's trying to get her kid back. She's lost custody of her kid. She's a thief.
She's a meth head, right?
Yeah, she's a meth head. She's a thief. She's all these things. And then she's hiding in a hotel room robbing this. And when this guy comes in and she overhears him take money because he's going to kill this guy's wife.
Okay.
Well, then she tries to save the wife but ends up working. Now she has to work for this guy because he ends up killing her anyway. And he liked her whole little ruse, how she worked her shit on him or whatever. But it's a cool show. It's very dark. But anyway, it's called Good Behavior and it's on TNT.
Cool.
Oh, and The D-Train.
The D Train.
The movie with Jack Black and James Marsden. Have you seen that? It is funny, but it is sick and is twisted, and you gotta watch Jack Black and James Marsden tear each other's clothes off and like have a hot, passionate sex scene, which is
I don't gotta watch nothing like that. If I want that, I'll watch Boy Pussy 24 or whatever.
Right. It's featuring me.
but
I just made 25.
But it's got our old buddy Henry Zebrowski. He's in it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and he's pretty funny in it too, anyway.
Henry.
Jeff?
Mine is Sherlock Season 4. Just started on PBS.
With Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
I think the first episode was on last night.
friend of ours on Facebook said it wasn't very good.
I liked the first episode. Well, a lot of stuff happened.
Oh, okay.
One of the main characters got killed.
Spoiler alert. Don't say it, because I'm going to binge watch it one of these days.
The whole season's only like four episodes, but they're like feature length. They're like almost a movie length episode. So,
all right,
it's very good.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
When you brought up the OA on Netflix last time we talked about it, was it one of your staff picks?
No.
So I can officially make it a staff pick?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't yours?
No, I didn't bring it up. I think we brought it up in text.
Oh, really?
I've been hearing so many people talk about it. I mean, I keep meaning to watch it.
But I watched half of the first episode, and I'm trying to muscle through it because it's kind of slow and boring.
I mean, a lot of fucked up shit. It's definitely a show that's kind of unlike anything else that's out there, really.
I watched the first three episodes. I really like it.
The guy from Walking Dead is in it. Horace. Is that his name? Horace. I don't know his name.
Horace?
No, he's dead. The dad. Maggie's dad.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no use in even describing what it's about or getting into. I'm just going to say it's on Netflix. It's a new
science fiction show, right?
Science fiction.
Fantasy or it's just thriller.
Yeah.
The girl went missing. And she's been missing for like 10 years. And when she went missing, she was blind. Well, now she comes back. Now she can see. She's got all these secrets. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
But if you try to describe it based on like what you're seeing in the first episode, it goes to different places where it's totally off.
I don't know what the hell's going on still, but I'm hanging in there. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's interesting.
I don't binge watch a lot of stuff because I can. I really don't have time, but I started binging this. I'm doing like 3 a night, which means I've been staying up to like 3 a.m. watching this shit.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I think I'm 6 in.
I like it.
Well, I'm going to give it another shot. At least finish.
6 in. That was one of your porn movies.
That was number 13. Six in the back, one in the front.
6 in, but it's only half.
But I want to give an honorable mention to the Marin podcast with, it was a recent one. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago or something with Derek Trucks. You know who Derek Trucks is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek
Trucks fan.
With Tedeschi Trucks. And I've never heard him interviewed before. I actually crossed paths with him a long, long time ago. So I think I hung out with him one night, but great interview and just super humble guy, you know, with all these kind of prodigy guitar shredders out there, like the Bonamasses and the whole, you'd think they kind of have like egos and shit. And he just seems real humble. He's from Jacksonville, grew up in the whole Allman Brothers family and sorta, but still busted his ass and got to where he's at today by just playing the small blues clubs and do up a great interview. You know, he sat in with everybody, you know, B.B. King, and he tells one story where his band, the Derek Trucks band at the time, was offered to play Telluride Festival on New Year's Eve 2000, and it would have been like his highest paid gig ever, and it would have set them up for a while. And then he gets a call from John Lee Hooker's people, and they say, well, we want you to open for John Lee Hooker at this other place, and the pay is like nothing. And he calls his manager. He's like, I got to do John Lee Hooker. Sorry. I got to do it. And it turned into like this incredible night. But
ain't that a main?
Every time I hear his name, I always hear Juliet Lewis and Natural Born Killers. I'm going to the John Lee Hooker concert with Donna.
Really? I don't remember that one. I don't remember that.
All right.
Anyway, so that's what I got.
To clarify my fuck up on the OA, the character, of course, is Herschel Green, and that is played by Scott Wilson. Scott Wilson is on the OA.
He's the adopted dad.
Oh, he is. He's not the father. Yes. Okay, I'm not into it that far. I just saw the father.
By the way, there's a little scene. I think it may have been in the last one I watched, like the sixth one, where they're in one of the kids' houses, and it's just kind of in the background, but they're watching Stranger Things.
I watched a preview for it, and I was real mad that there were no Green Lanterns.
Why?
That's the planet that Green Lanterns come from, OA.
Hey! All right, my turn. My staff picks this week kick off with Homeland, which I don't know why they did this, maybe for Emmy consideration. The show doesn't premiere until January 15th, but they already have the first episode of Season 6 on demand.
Is it Showtime? Yeah, Showtime always does that.
They do?
Yeah.
And is it for the Emmy consideration?
No, it's just like whenever they got a new series coming.
Or a new season.
A new season coming, they put the first one up.
Okay.
A lot of times they'll put the first one up every week, like, when the first one airs, then they'll put the second one up.
Oh, yeah, they did that with The Affair this season.
They did it with Shameless, too.
Well, it's an interesting. If you're up to speed on it, season six kicks off a couple months after the last season. Carrie Matheson, of course, Claire Danes, they're back in New York City. Well, she's living in Brooklyn, and Quinn is in rehab because Quinn.
Spoiler alert.
What, you didn't watch season five?
I didn't watch since I killed that red haired guy.
All right. Well, Rupert Friend, who plays Peter Quinn, he's in rehab because he had nerve damage from poison gas that fucked him up in Germany. So he's going out and getting hookers and stuff, and he's just all fucked up.
As you do.
Is Inigo Montoya still on it?
Who?
Inigo Montoya.
Yes, he's still on it. Saul, who is Mandy...
Patinkin.
And Dar Adol, who is F. Murray Abraham, they're dealing with a new presidency. The president
is going to be huge.
No, well, it's kind of like that, except it's a woman. So it's Elizabeth Marvel. She's playing Elizabeth Keene. Now, Elizabeth Marvel was on, she ran for president on the last season of House of Cards. So she's not typecast. I don't know who is. But anyway, it's a good episode. It's interesting. They're setting up the season. There's going to be some terror shit going on in New York. And I'm glad that they brought it back to America because last season was a stretch. But it was still good. I don't care what anybody says. So screw y'all. Another one is another Netflix show called Travelers, which features Eric McCormick, who we all know from.
Will and Grace.
Exactly. Which, by the way, I read today that they are bringing back.
I heard that too.
Ten episodes.
Not that I know.
Really?
Ever watched that.
Netflix is bringing it back?
No, NBC is going to bring it back.
With the original cast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's original cast. I didn't know it was original cast.
I'll watch that.
So, also stars Mackenzie Porter, and you know her from a show called Hell on Wheels, if you watch that. But anyway, she's kind of cute. She plays this girl who's fucked in the head, like mentally retarded. Anyway.
Well, you can start saying it again, Steph. It's okay, apparently.
The premise of this show, Travelers, is a team of special operatives from the future where humanity's all fucked up because of some shit that happened in our timeline. So what they do is they know when everybody dies. They know the time of death from medical records. So right at the time of death, they go back in time and take over that person's body right before they die, which is pretty cool. And then they all kind of get together and they go out. And to me, it's kind of the pilot episode was really good. The second episode was kind of had that feel of like, okay, this show could be on Fox. Yeah. You know, at 9 o'clock.
And this is a Netflix original?
It is. Well, it debuted on something else first, but it's on Netflix now. And it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. I only got through the second episode, and I like Eric McCormick's character. It's just a good show. Give it a shot if you got Netflix and you're interested. And if you have Comcast and a Netflix account, you can watch Netflix on Comcast now. So that's kind of cool, too. You don't have to log in.
Really?
You have to log into your Netflix account, but then it just stays there, and you can just go and watch Netflix shows.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Which I'm assuming that it's that way with other shit, too. But those
totally
are
made by Apple TV. Totally useless.
Well, they need to strike a deal with Amazon before I go out and buy that fucking stick, because I still haven't watched season two of Man in the High Castle, and I'm kind of pissed off. But
I heard it was terrible.
Is it?
That's what I've heard from people.
Oh, really?
Shit.
Everybody's
I never made it through one.
Yeah, I loved one.
Yeah, my mom got that Fire Stick for Christmas, and buddy, she hasn't left the house since Christmas.
God dang. God dang. Hey, if you guys would like to become a Radio
Labia.
If you'd like to become a Radio Labia supporter.
With your boy pussy.
Yeah.
With my boy pussy.
If you would like to become a Patreon patron, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/TimAndrews, and you can pledge whatever you like. We have a couple of different rewards. Here are some of our most recent Patreons: David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick. Yeah, we love Amber,
She's the best.
Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Simply Trent. And we'll just end on him because he's the last one on the list. But
Simply Trent.
Thank you very much for donating. And you can be a patron. That's all you got to do is, donate. You know, it's nice. It's super nice. You could also, support me by where I work. I'm still going to continue working for Mary Todd. If you're interested in any of their products, well, guess what? Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, and beard oils. Also candles and soaps. We have a facial soap that's made with Dead Sea mud, so that's good for Ira. It's kosher.
Oh, good.
Ira loves facials.
Yes, he does.
Do you have any made out of sea monkeys?
No, but I can. We're working on that. we're getting that brine shrimp from the top of Stone Mountain.
Oh, excellent.
Which is what sea monkeys are.
Yes.
And there's also a body soap that they both smell like the pomades. And they're all handmade using the finest ingredients such as cucumber, licorice, bergamot, whatever that is. And they are produced locally. To order them, go to marytoddhairco.com/products. Sean and Lisa, we got to mention her every show. They'll be very happy if you do that.
What kind of candles?
They smell like the pomades. They're really good. There's three different kinds. The pomade number one and number two.
Are they manly smelling?
Yeah, the third one isn't because it's like a spicy Christmassy smell, but it's really good.
Okay.
Nutmeggy, but you got a tobacco jasmine thing going on.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Does any smell like that?
No, no.
Okay, good.
They should market that.
Hey, if you're tired, wake up, have a Banju Colt.
I bought one today.
A Banju?
A Banju.
Ira went to Israel with a Banju on his knee.
Right. I don't know where that came from. Have a Banju cold brew. Condensing them.
You know, I need a little pick-me-up here.
Jeff was telling me that Banju cold brew are opening a shop. What is
they
going
just
on?
Opened. I'll have to get some more info on it. We should have him on the podcast again to talk about it. I think it opened maybe January 1st. Or...
Okay.
That Billy dude, he's funny.
He's funny. Funny, funny, funny dude. Guest.
Atchison.
Yeah, Billy Atchison. So wake up, have a Banju cold brew. You can go to BanjoColdBrew.com to find out where to get one.
Kroger.
They're pretty good, man, especially if you
warm
them up and put cream in them.
I love them.
I like them cold.
Yeah, I know. You all like cold shit.
No, I warm them up.
I like to get crunk, and I can get crunk on one of those.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. By the way, guys, I can't publish this, but I found a whole bunch of my old prank phone calls if you'd like to listen to them.
Okay, sure.
Some make of that a reward for your Patreon.
Yeah, well, you better donate $1,000 so I can pay the bail when I get arrested.
Could you do like a live show somewhere where you could play them?
No.
Like where they wouldn't be recorded?
What if we did scripts of the people that you called and then one of us could pretend to be them?
What I could... that would be boring. What I could do is post all my blog talk radio calls somewhere. So I'll edit them down a little bit because some of them are too risque for even me. I was listening to them going, what the fuck? Because one of them, I'm like, you got a little kid in the house. I'm like,
oh, jeez.
Oh, gross.
How much for needed to
are get? You a bull dyke?
The red box
pedophile. The lesbian
pedophile.
That takes the role of a male? No? Why?
Another thing I did before we wrap up, I found it, because I like it when people get trolled, so it makes me laugh. I'm not going to tell you where this is, but there's somebody who can find unsecured security cameras that have speakers on them.
Oh, man.
And so it's fucking great to watch him do it. I don't do it. I just watch his live stream on YouTube. So I'm not doing anything illegal. But what you see, the last one that was really funny was they found this guy working at a factory. And I don't know what he was making. He was a guy in his 20s or whatever. And he was vaping, so it couldn't have been anything serious. So he's doing this. And the speaker's moving. And then they play all sorts of like a guy screaming. You hear, ah! And the guy turns around and it stops. And then the guy turns around. And they will play songs. And the funniest thing, I wasn't expecting it. They played, that Foo Fighters song. I've got another confession to make. And when it gets to, has someone given the best, the best? The best goes on for 10 minutes. And the guy can't get to the camera to shut it off because it's on the ceiling.
The best.
Yeah, so it's just the best, the best, the best.
Jeez.
So...
yeah, I would have hung myself.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff is fun. And, don't do it, folks. It's mean.
Right. Don't fuck with people.
Anybody got any plugs? Steph, you got a plug.
Oh, just furkids.org. If you guys are looking for a dog or a cat, we got them. Come and get them. Mm-hmm. There they are. That's them.
Ira, you got anything coming
up? I got nothing, man, but thanks.
Jeff?
No, I got nothing.
I got nothing. All right, guys. We'll be back next week. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.